Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rhinestone Cowboy just works for Lee Sterling.
Where hustle's the name of the game.
Just works. When you're winning, you're winning. I want to change it up when we're winning.
There's been a load of compromising.
All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors. All right, crank it up for a second here, Salon. Everybody, come on, Crowder.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
At Toyota of Hollywood.
From people we don't even know.
On 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he's a sports handicapper. He even had us last week, if you remember, on the Marlins opening night, plus 170. And what did he say to us? He said, anytime Sandy Alcantara is pitching and you can get the Marlins at plus 170, you grab it. And we did. Yep. And we won. So this guy's been doing it. His website is ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. And so we just enjoy talking gambling. So he went 3-1. If you include that Marlins pick, he went 3-1 last week. We had a couple of UFC winners, one UFC loser. He is 15-9 over the past 7 weeks. So if you've been taking his advice on our show, you are definitely in the green. Lee Sterling is there. Hello, Lee.
Good COVID, guys.
And good COVID to you. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
I don't like it.
Yeah, all right, we're going to I take it back. You say it. I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, thanks.
You're a college football fan.
I want to bring up now, I noticed the last couple weeks before or during these UFC cards, you've been going on strolls with the missus on the beach.
Yes, we walk a lot.
So you're not going to stop that during this winning streak.
The hurricane is on top of my head.
You better get your ass on that beach.
I know. Well, I'm very. I didn't even tell you this, Lee, because 2 weeks ago, I had you and I were texting back and forth during the UFC fights, and I took a 7-Eleven run with my kid to go get Slurpees. Right. I did it last week just because I didn't want to get unlucky, and it worked again. But I didn't even tell you. Yeah, I'm.
Don't let me down, Mark. So here's what you got to do. You got, even if you have to pick up a Slurpee and put it in the freezer and take a walk with the wife at 8 a.m.
All right.
You got to get it done, and then we got the Heat game, and then we got the UFC fights, and
I'm
the
not
Panthers.
Messing with what's working. I'm not messing with what's working. You, you're a big college football fan. I was saying Lee Sterling is with us. What do you think of the revised ACC schedule for UM? Because now they've got Clemson. You know, it's a much tougher schedule.
I'm good with it. Let's find out how far we've come. I think Miami's going to be an improved team this year. We may lose by 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, but you want to beat the best, you take on the best. So let's find out how good we are And I can't remember. It's been a while since we played in Death Valley. Hopefully we can find a vaccine and I can take a trip up to Death Valley and see my Canes play.
But, Lee, you're not betting any futures with this, with what's going on now. You got to wait and see what happens, right?
Right. Especially, yeah, with college football, you know, so much is up in the air. But, you know, if we can get in a 10-game schedule like most conferences are playing, like the SEC or the Pac-12 just announced, and the ACC is going to play a 10-game conference schedule, and plus it looks like one other game if they can fit it in. Yeah, I'm good with that. 10 games is enough. Even if we don't have the bowl games, let's strap it on and let's play.
Yeah, it'd be great if they can get it in. What about, you mentioned the Heat. I mean, we've got some sports this weekend, right? So we've got Panthers, we've got Heat. Let me ask you those two, before we talk UFC, let me ask you those two games that are very important, obviously, for us here in South Florida. The Heat, the last I saw, they're either getting 1.5 or 2 points from Denver tomorrow. Could you bet that game? Did you bet anything last night, by the way?
Yeah, I actually did play it, and I love to ride the home teams, but I'm going to take Denver here. You know, since they got Bol Bol back, this is going to be a team that's going to be really tough to defend, especially for Eastern Conference opponents. So Myles Leonard might be up to the test against some of the other teams in the Eastern Conference, but this, I think it's a bad matchup. I've seen them play here in Miami, and a lot of underrated players on this team, and might take Miami a few games to gel. So I'm going to lay the points and take Denver there.
All right. What about the, I know you don't bet a lot of NHL, but you've got the Panthers starting this 5-game Stanley Cup qualifier with the Islanders tomorrow. Islanders, slight favorite at minus 115. I saw the Panthers at minus 105. Yep. You like that game at all? I guess the
actually
Panthers
do.
Game would be a slight favorite.
I don't bet many games, but I like the Islanders here. I just don't think the defense, it's been all season. Their defense has been terrible, and it's not just the goaltending. So they have trouble getting the puck out of the zone. Just think that the Islanders have a couple snipers. Wouldn't shock me if we lose by a couple goals in the opener. I'm riding the Islanders in the opener.
Yeah, if anybody saw the way the Panthers looked in their one exhibition game this week, it was not a confidence-inducing performance.
They're going to have to win a shootout if they're going to have to win that game or win the series.
Lee Sterling has been on fire during this pandemic with UFC. This has been his bread and butter, and he has not disappointed. So you've got a UFC fight night tomorrow night on ESPN. Mm-hmm. What do we like?
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start off with our biggest selection, which will be Vincent the Silent Assassin Luque against Randy Rude Boy Brown. Now, this is a weird card, guys. This is a card where, you know, we've got a guy that goes by Rude Boy who we're going against, got a guy nicknamed Pretty Boy that we're actually going to be going with later. Four fill-ins, one fill-in a week ago, and three today on one day's notice. And I think that's a tough, tough thing for a fill-in here. But my biggest selection, and it's one of the big, not as big as Chris Gutierrez a couple months ago, the kicker, who's coming back in this fight card here. But Vincent Luque, who's the silent assassin, this guy can win by a lot of different ways. I mean, a lot of times he'll win by punches and knees at the same time. He's got all kinds of submissions here. I just think that he is one of the best fighters out there. And Randy Rude Boy Brown, he's a puncher, and I just think Luque is going to just wear him down. And I'm not sure how he's going to do it, whether it's going to be flying knees, punches, or a submission, but he's going to take him down and out. They actually have two common opponents. Luque beat both of them, won easily, and Brown lost both of them. I think it's an easy selection here. Vincent Luque minus 200 against Randy Brown.
Okay. For the and that's a big favorite, you normally don't play big favorites, so you like that.
Normally we don't play anything above a 200, but there's not many fights here that are, you know, in the minus 130 to 140 range. It's a strange card because of all these different opponents have had to been plugged into this card. We're going to play a parlay with the first two fights. We're going to go back to the scene of the crime. UFC Nashville. I told you about Chris Gutierrez, one of the best kickers we've ever seen. El Guapo is huge. He's minus 320 against Cody Durden, a one-week replacement, a guy who's never fought in the UFC, fought low-level fighters in these different cards below the UFC. So we're going to go back to the scene of the crime. Not going to play him straight up because it's minus 320. But wow. We're going to put Chris Gutierrez in a parlay with Jamal Emmers. Now, Jamal Emmers was supposed to fight someone else. Now he's fighting a one-day replacement named Vincent Cachero. Pretty boy, Jamal Emmers is one of these guys that, even though it's his second UFC fight, he has lost to some really high-level opponents here. And I like his game. I think that he's going to be able to win this game, this fight here, standing up. So he's minus 200. To play big, big favorites, sometimes it's best to put them in parlay. So the second selection will be Chris, our favorite, Gutierrez, and also Jamal Emmers in a two-team parlay.
Would you do a full unit on that parlay? Is that how you would personally play that?
Yeah, it pays almost even money. So it's right at even money to play both of them, and sometimes that's the best way to go. And then for the third selection, we're going to go tonight in the NBA with the Boston Celtics. And a game that reminds me a lot of the game that I played last night with the Clippers. The Clippers were plus five against the Lakers. And this is on a neutral court. Boston has everyone healthy. Milwaukee, this is a team missing their starting point guard in Bledsoe, one of their key players in their rotation also, eight-man rotation. So Boston's getting five on a neutral court against Milwaukee. Give me Boston plus the five.
All right. I like it. We've got three picks. One tonight, Boston Celtics plus five tonight against the Bucks. I always like having a little action watching an NBA game. For tomorrow, UFC fight night, Vicente Luque and Randy Brown. Luque minus 200. We're going to play that. And then we're going to parlay Chris Gutierrez and Jamal Emmers. And I like the early fights anyway. That gets my that gets my juices.
And remember
flowing.
This
like
about
that.
The game tonight. Different starting times. Some games tomorrow, like the Heat game starting at 1. This Boston-Milwaukee game starts at 6:30.
Right. So don't wait till too late to get him in. And he likes the Islanders minus 115 tomorrow against the Panthers. Likes the Nuggets laying the points against the Heat tomorrow. There you go. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. And we always enjoy it. Let's keep up the good work. I will go on my walk tomorrow. I will hit 7-Eleven tomorrow. You provide the winners.
You got it. That's a deal. All right, guys.
See you, Lee.
Have a good
there
one.
You go. Right. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Nice job. We got some action tomorrow. Got some action tonight. Got some action tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.